Crisis Audio presents The Animal Shelter Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. A Thump at the Window. Dinner at the Aldens ended with the sound of a growl. Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Grandfather Alden, too, all turned to look at Watch.
"What's the matter, Watch?"
Jesse asked the family dog.
"Do you hear that fat raccoon again?"
Violet wanted to know.
"Or maybe a skunk boy?"
Henry asked. Watch answered all these questions with another growl. This surprised everyone at the dinner table but Benny. He was too busy spooning up his blueberries and vanilla ice cream to pay any attention to Watch. Something hit the screen, and Watch's growl turned into a real bark. Something, or someone, was at the porch window trying to get in.
"I'll go out back and check," Henry said.
Now Benny dropped his spoon into the bowl. He ran out to the porch with everyone else.
"Maybe it's a prowler," he said.
"Oh,"
Violet cried out suddenly.
"Something just brushed against my legs."
Jessie stooped down.
"Well, look," she said. "It's not a prowler at all. It's a little calico cat."
So this ball of fur was trying to get into our house? He laughed as an orange, gray, and white cat circled through everyone's legs. Violet picked up the cat.
"I think she's lost, poor thing."
"And hungry,"
Benny added. He quickly ran into the dining room and came back with his ice cream bowl.
"She is hungry," Jessie said. "Look how fast she's lapping up Benny's dessert."